Yo, I woke up earlier today and I was just not feeling it. I wasn't sick, but I wasn't feeling super well. And I wasn't sure exactly what to do, but the first thing that I did do actually was head back to sleep. Like, I know that I have work and other things to take care of, responsibilities and priorities today, but the first thing you gotta do in many situations, which may not actually come to you in time, like the first thought that you might have, is you actually have to take care of yourself first before you can actually take care of other priorities. And in terms of just being healthy in general, like you really do want to have a good and healthy body, healthy mind for you to be able to work. And a lot of people, they don't make sure that they're healthy. They don't make sure that they're taking care of themselves first. I know that for a lot of people, this scenario isn't ideal, right? You have to take care of your family, your friends, or whatever, and you can't always put yourself first. But think in terms of, the long game, right? 50 years from now, if you just make sure that you're healthy, you have a, positive mind, you're realistically an optimist, and you're able to, better help people and solve their problems in terms of health, wealth, love, and happiness because you've already solved your own problems, right? Doesn't that make sense? Over time, you being able to better help people because you can help yourself. Now, 50 years from now, if you can't actually help yourself, say you're not doing well mentally speaking, you're not doing well physically speaking, and you're trying to help other people, that's great and all, but you're not gonna be able to help other people as well as you could if you had been healthy in the first place and taking care of yourself. And this applies hugely to my own life because in business, like, I cannot miss a day, and if I do miss a day, there's huge consequences, right? There are things that I can't just delegate to my employees. There are things I can't just delegate to business partners. There are things that I have to be there presently to take care of. And people are like, "Oh, you work so much, Adam. You should just take a day off." I'm like, "I do take days off sometimes. I take vacations, I take weeks off sometimes." But the reality is, like, if I can't be there presently when I'm actually supposed to be working and I'm not on vacation and I'm not feeling good, maybe mentally or physically, nothing's really gonna be getting done on my part. I know I'm not going to work as productively and as efficiently and effectively as I could. And I see that oftentimes that people are like, "Hey Adam, I want to start this business, or I want to start streaming, or I want to create content on YouTube or whatever platform." And they're like, "What do I need to do first?" And I'm like, how are you doing physically? Like, how are you doing mentally speaking? Because, like, in order for you to produce something, you need to be in a place where your life, where you're able to consistently output high quality content, right? And people say, like, "Oh, I'm struggling with this, or I'm struggling with that, or I'm doing pretty well." And I'm like, "Oh, that's great." Or maybe you should go talk to your doctor, or maybe you should go do this, or maybe you should go consult with this person who's, a specialist in this part of the body or whatever it is, if it's mentally or physically something that you should check out and talk to a professional, because I'm no doctor, And a lot of times they're so rush to do something, they forget that taking care of themselves first is, the first part of being able to be a content creator, being able to, manage your own business or create something. You need to be able to create homeostasis within your own body, within your own mind. And many people around the world don't even do this. They're not happy because they can't take care of themselves. They're not happy because, mentally speaking, they have depression or something, and it's allowing them to sit in this type of hole, this type of physical or maybe mental ailment, and it just never goes away because they never learned how to treat it themselves. And I've struggled with depression. I've struggled with other symptoms and ailments that come with not being able to take care of yourself. And I learned over time, I can't always be at the doctor's office, I can't always be at the therapist getting help, getting treatment. There are times when I have to be able to handle things myself. And if I can't produce a positive mindset, be a realistic optimist, then I'm not going to be able to work. And that has consequences that affect thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions and billions of people in the industry, the field of work that I do. And so, like, if I don't take care of myself, there are huge consequences. And I don't know if many people understand that in terms of their life. They think that, "Oh, I'm nothing. The things, my actions, they don't really mean anything." I'm like,
No, your actions really do mean a lot. You just don't see the effects that your actions have over time, right? You're gonna affect millions of people over time, but you don't see it yet. You don't have that perspective yet because you're still caught up in the moment. You're caught up in this kind of illusion that you place around yourself, thinking that this moment is all that matters. This moment is what counts. I'm like, no. You should think about 100 years from now, 200 years from now, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen to people because of the actions you've taken right now in this moment? If you don't have a perspective like that, you should probably not be running your own business. You should probably figure out what you're gonna do to better prepare yourself and manage your own priorities. And in terms of health, wealth, love, and happiness, like, please go consult with your doctor or therapist. Like, there's no shame in that. If you need medication, go get medicated. Like, do the things that are going to keep you physically fit and mentally fit. Please don't like get distracted with things that don't matter in the long term when your health is something that really does matter and it really does affect a lot of people in the long term. Now, I know a lot of people, they think that because you have depression or something that's, it may be a chronic illness that you can't get rid of it, right? It's out of your control. But the reality is a third of all healing starts within your mind, right? And so that means you have a huge factor, a huge variable that which you can actually control in terms of your health. And this all starts within your mind, your perspective, how you view things, how your actions are shaping your reality. And a lot of people think that, oh, I have cancer, or I have something that is, absolutely gonna end my life. I'm like, that may be true, but what's also true is that you have the power to change your reality, right? You have the power to change what's going to happen to you if you choose to do so. Now, for people who have, chronic, terminal cancer, terminal conditions, a lot of people are gonna tell them, oh, I'm sorry, this is what the doctor has diagnosed you with, and this is how long you have to live. And I feel like it's very difficult to talk to someone about their options like that when you say this is how long you have to live, or this is something that you have that's chronic or it's terminal, and this is your condition, right? When in reality, it's just as much as the patient, like the patient has the ability to really determine their outcome, right? In terms of their health. If you would take the moment to talk to the doctor about your options, right? There aren't just you having to pass away or take crazy chemotherapy or whatever other treatment you need, but something along the lines of, what habits can I build right now in terms of how I'm living my life to help me, reduce these symptoms from cancer or reduce the chances of me passing away over time, because of this ailment or illness, like something along those lines that can really change your perspective right now because you're taking action, not just being submitted, like just being solely submitted to this reality that you may not be able to control all yourself. And for people, like, they don't understand because there actually are cures for things like cancer. There are cures for things like, these ailments that we have, and we face them for many years, right? But the vast majority of the public doesn't realize that there are cures for such things. They think that, once I get diagnosed with something or something happens to me, this is it. That's all I have. This is the only option. This is my only reality. And like, that's just not true. Like, if you talk to a doctor who is advocating for your best interests, right? They're going to tell you that you have options, right? They're going to tell you that, yes, you have a chance to fight this. But again, like, it's totally up to you, and it's totally up to what stage you're at in your life, right? If you have a diagnosis of cancer and it's, at that stage where, yes, there may not be very many options for you left and you only have this much time to live, you can still extend the time that you have left on this planet just by having some better, healthier habits in terms of your physical and mental fitness. And a lot of people, they kind of forget. If I had only talked about this sooner with my family or my friends or my doctor, maybe I could have developed the habits that kept me healthier in the long run. Maybe I could have extended my life over this time period when I was, you know, maybe going out and to party or doing something that I wasn't supposed to do. Maybe I could have just stayed and talked with my, you know, loved ones about something that we could do together. And then it's maybe not something that's destructive to your body or your mind. And I hope that's what many of you are doing, because I've seen now, because what happens is many people come and talk to me. They say, Adam, you know, how come you don't really get sick often? How come you don't really seem to suffer from, you know, a cancer or anything like that? I'm like, well, there are a lot of variables that I control in my life, like to the T. Like, I don't expose myself to any drugs, or I don't do alcohol. I don't have caffeine. I don't have things that can influence my body in a negative way over time, right? You may think that alcohol or caffeine may not be very harmful to your body right now, but over time, you look at the side effects that it builds up in your body, and I'm like, those side effects, those symptoms that you're going to experience aren't very great in terms of productivity. And for me, being a businessman, I have to manage many people, I have to manage many businesses, many systems and processes, and I need my mind, and especially my body, to work. Like, I work with my own two hands, and I have to be able to talk to people in a very efficient manner. And it's very difficult to understand if you don't live that lifestyle, right? If you're drinking alcohol, if you're taking caffeine every day, and if you're, especially if you're addicted to these things, and you're thinking that, oh, it doesn't affect me much now, but I'm like, just look at a case study by anybody really who takes alcohol or caffeine over the next 25 to 50 years of their life. You know, what type of habits does this person have each morning, each night? Look at how they live their life. And I'm like, I don't think I want to have those type of habits. I don't think I want to have those types of symptoms, you know? That's not the reality I want to create for myself. So that's why I stay healthy. I only drink water. And the best part is when I am offered things like alcohol or other things that I'm usually not partaking myself, I'm thinking, you know, maybe if this person understood, you know, the stance that I have for myself, maybe they could understand that this is something that I'm not about. Maybe they'd understand this is something, maybe they should just quit themselves. But I'm not going to try and force that on anybody. I'm not going to try and force that on you. This is just my opinions, how I live my life, and it keeps me healthy. But for you specifically, maybe just look at the things that you're doing, the things that you're intaking with your, you know, body and mind, and the content that you're consuming. Just try and, you know, try and regulate it a little bit. Try and clean things up, at least a little bit, so you know over time you're getting better. But I see many of you actually are getting worse, and it doesn't worry me, because I just realize, you know, I can't change your actions. Obviously, I can't control you, but I just see how people, they want better results. You know, they want more money, they want more time with their family, they want things like that. But the habits that they create in terms of their health don't allow for those things to happen. And it's very sad, because you only have this one life, right? And if you'd taken it seriously enough in the first place, and if you had the knowledge, and you actually implemented, you know, a strategy or an action plan to get the results you wanted, you wouldn't be doing those things that are holding you back. And I think that's super important to think about.